local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Tropical storm Idalia not headed our way. Some local impacts, including some rough seas, rip currents as well, but we are still keeping on top of things here as your hurricane headquarters. And right now, actually, we're going to head to the phone and bring on Eric Gilmore, Public Safety Director for Escambia County, as even though we're not seeing much local impacts, we are still sending local resources and personnel towards Ground Zero. I believe, Eric, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. I know it's a busy day here. I believe you're in Tallahassee now. So if you could just kind of go behind the scenes. We're monitoring this over the weekend. We went from a 30% chance of development over the next 7 days. So, yeah, maybe a tropical storm or Cat 1. Now we're at a Cat 3 here upon landfall. So is this a voluntary thing, or is this emergency managers all throughout the state of Florida kind of responding to a central location here after some sort of request or order is given? Kind of take us behind the scenes on how that works.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Joe. So what we do is typically, of course, first and foremost, if home's impacted, then nobody's going anywhere. So we can't afford to send anybody to go help others out when we're impacted. So once we know that the track of the hurricane's going to make landfall somewhere else and that we have zero impacts to our local area, then we the state looks at resources throughout the state. Who's available? What can we do to send help to the counties that are going to be impacted? And, that area, the Big Bend that they're anticipating is a lot of small counties. So unlike Escambia County, where we're blessed, where we have a lot of resources here in this county, a lot of community partnerships and everything, they don't have the magnitude of partnerships and the resources that we have in Escambia County. So what they'll do is they look and say, okay, we have some people who've gone through this before who are experts in this, not experts, but I mean, subject matter experts that can get the job done. And they start tapping people. Are you available to deploy? Can you go help these counties out? And that's what we do. We step up, we help each other, because God knows if we ever get impacted, that we ask resources to come in and help us as well. So it's a mutual partnership throughout the state where everybody backs everybody up and helps each other out. So that's how it happens. The state of Florida, and just, I think Saturday is when they were talking about asking us to go and assist in some of the counties. And of course, I got to get with Wes Moreno, our county administrator, and just say, hey, and give, because he's not going to let us go if we're impacted. Yeah. But he gets permission, and he says, yep, well, because we're always willing to help other counties in case, just down the road, we might need to help in return, and we'll ask for resources. So that's how it goes. So right now, there's a lot of staging going on. There's a lot of pre-staging, talk about putting resources here out of harm's way, ready to come in right on the backside of the storm, trucks of water, trucks of MREs, tarps, things of that nature, things you would see come in after a storm, or what we had come in for Sally when we were impacted. So a lot of pre-staging, a lot of pre-work done, and then when landfall happens, everybody hunkers down. There's some planning at the state level in Tallahassee, looking at impacts or getting some, sit reps about what's happening in counties, flooding here, roads isolated here. And then, you got forestry that's doing cut and toss. You got National Guard who's doing multiple missions with pods and sheltering and road closures. Then you've got FHP, all the law enforcement, and, Sheriff's Association bringing in outside agencies to help with traffic control and everything. So all that gets done during the storm while it's making landfall. Then immediately afterwards, just ground truthing, boots on the ground. What do we have? What's the real snapshot? And what's the real needs?
Talking with Eric Gilmore, Public Safety Director for Escambia County. And Erica, my understanding, it's both you and Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins, along with the Thor Mobile Command Unit there in Tallahassee. So if you could give just a quick snapshot of, what Escambia County resources are involved and ultimately what your capability would be as far as local resources if needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it is Travis Tompkins, Emergency Manager. It's myself And then Thor with Chris Holloman, he's coming over first thing in the morning. So Thor will be set up in Tallahassee. He's going to set up Thor in Tallahassee so they have extra work room for a lot of the vendors and logistics that will be working out of Thor in Tallahassee. Travis and myself will be going downrange. We're assigned to county. We're going to Lafayette County, and we're going to help out with those guys. And what our task is we'll be doing EOC augmentation. So the emergency manager there has asked for resources to come in to act as operations section chief, logistics section chief, and planning section chief. So that's the Escambia County component. And we've also attached Santa Rosa County Emergency Management, Tim Trollbridge. He's going over with us as well. So it's not just Escambia, Santa Rosa as well. The kind of a joint group going over to help out with Lafayette County.
Awesome. Well, hey, good stuff there, Eric. We appreciate the time, certainly this afternoon, and a busy few days ahead for you and Travis and all the Santa Rosa County people out there as well. So stay safe, and we'll see you when you guys get back, okay?
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that.
All right. That was Eric Gilmore, Public Safety Director for Escambia County, hopping on and what's turned out to be a busy stretch for him. So certainly appreciate his availability there. 517 now, News Radio 92.3. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather.
Well, we are still seeing slowdowns northbound on Davis Highway right near the interstate. This is going to be due to an accident. It's going to be the inside lane near the median that's going to be showing some slowdowns. So keep that in mind, but it is backing up on Davis to about just past East Burgess Road. So again, that's northbound on Davis right near the interstate. Other than that, we're looking pretty good with nothing to slow you down throughout Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, also looking good. But if you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we do still have a heat advisory in place until 8 p.m. with a low of 77 tonight, and we will be expecting some rain this evening. There no rain throughout our area right now, but we are starting to get some rain throughout Mobile, just north of Saraland, getting some rain as well. Just getting some light rain, but that is going to continue throughout the rest of this evening, and expect some rain for tomorrow, starting off at 50% throughout the early afternoon, up to 80% for Tuesday, and a high of 93 tomorrow. 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, with a heat index at 105. Also, this traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, and continuing on here quickly with our top three stories, of course, spending a lot of time throughout the next couple of days talking about Hurricane Idalia. Just heard from Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore there. So Dr. Michael Brennan, who leads the National Hurricane Center, talking about the primary threat that they expect from Idalia here.
In this Big Bend region from Chassawiska to Asilah River, we are expecting to see somewhere in that area inundation of 7 to 11 feet above ground level. So these are areas you do not want to be in. If you've been asked to evacuate by your local officials, please heed that advice.
So, yeah, storm surge, a big threat there. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that FEMA's already approved the early disaster aid to get resources to the area. He says 46 counties under a state of emergency. We'll take a break. We'll hit state and national headlines still to come here as you're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Strength for Life listener, have you heard about our church's Awana program? Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola is once again hosting Awana Club for children 3 years old through the sixth grade. Awana is an internationally known Bible verse memory program in which children learn the Bible and play fun games in a safe environment. It's a great way for 3-year-olds through sixth graders to learn about the God who made them and hide His word in their heart. Registration is now open. So go to northstonebaptist.org and click on the Awana tab to register your child. Northstone is a thriving church located on the northwest corner of Pensacola, close to the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile. Our Awana program starts the first Wednesday night in September and meets every Wednesday night throughout the school year. For more information about our Awana program or about Northstone Baptist Church, check us out at northstonebaptist.org or our Strength for Life ministry at strengthforlife.church.
summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Start to your Monday. We're going to get a rundown of our local stories, but also just to remember, coming up in October, it's a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy for the 47th annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show, presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. That's going to be on October 26th at Sanders Beach Kirvin Jones Resource Center. Fashions provided by Bloutique, Dillard's, The Market and Mainly Shoes, and the South Outfitters. And the night begins at 5:30 with cocktail hors d'oeuvres and a silent auction. And then there's going to be a live auction and a fashion show. Sponsorships are available, and you can find out more at newsradio923.com. Real quick, we're going to get a look at our roads. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 with no major slowdowns, but we do have some delays still on Davis Highway northbound. That is due to an accident. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we still have a heat advisory in place until 8 p.m. We have some rain to expect this evening with a low of 77 and rain coming tomorrow as well with a high of 93. It's 90 with a few clouds throughout Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze, heat index at 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Hearing from Governor Ron DeSantis this afternoon as he gave an update from the Emergency Operations Center near Tallahassee today, talking about the amount of fuel they have put away.
We had a good fuel response with Hurricane Ian, a lot of the gas stations got up pretty quickly. There may not end up being major interruptions in fuel supply, but there may be, and so we want to make sure that we have that available.
Says he has about 200,000 gallons of fuel on standby. Also talked about some evacuations have been ordered ahead of what will be Hurricane Idalia.
Most of the threats that we're going to face is going to be from the surge. And so you're basically going away from the water as best you can. The structures are going to be able to handle, by and large, the winds.
National Hurricane Center looking at around 7 to 11 feet of storm surge in that area there. Elsewhere in the state of Florida, terrible news in Broward County, where two people died and four others were hospitalized after a rescue helicopter crashed this morning.
We're going to suffer, we're going to hurt, but this community should know we're prepared to answer the next call. We are not going to lose our focus, even though we're hurting and we're dealing with our own tragedy.
That was Sheriff Gregory Tony. The chopper actually crashed into an apartment complex. Three people were on board when it went down in Pompano Beach. Tony says the unit was responding to a car crash when a fire broke out on board the chopper there.
Also coming out of South Florida, police in South Florida say a 16-year-old died in a shooting at a quinceañera celebration. Three people were hurt when an argument at a park turned into a shootout. A 17-year-old suspect has been taken into custody and charged with first-degree murder.
Taking a look at some national headlines today, the death toll after the wildfire in Lahaina remains at 115. Three more victims' names were publicly released on Sunday. The death toll has been at 115 for nearly a week, but hundreds of people remain missing or unaccounted for.
Former President Trump is set to be arraigned in his Georgia election interference case next week. A Fulton County judge scheduled the arraignment for all 19 co-defendants in the case for September 6th. Trump will be the first to be arraigned at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
Commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Vice Admiral Carl Thomas spoke following the recent use of a water cannon against a Philippine vessel by China's Coast Guard. Thomas assured the Philippines of U.S. backing in the face of what he called shared challenges in the region.
Also, Missouri's ban on transgender health care for minors took effect today. So a judge recently denied a request for a preliminary injunction. This prevents transgender minors from accessing hormone therapies, puberty blockers, and transition surgeries. The ban also prevents the state's Medicaid program from reimbursing or providing coverage for these procedures.
It was one of our top three stories, but we didn't get to it with Eric Gilmore on. The University of North Carolina police issuing an all clear following the hunt for an armed and dangerous individual. There were reports that there was an active shooter situation there. Campus police have yet to say that if the person that had actually been captured, although there are unconfirmed reports saying that that individual is in custody. The school buildings along with surrounding buildings were locked down earlier this afternoon.
Also, there was an investigation into the reports of the National Guardsmen on the Texas border fired across the Rio Grande, hitting a man on the other side of Mexico. A Spanish-language newspaper in El Paso says that a 37-year-old man was hit in the leg near the Bridge of Americans, which is a popular spot for illegal crossings, but was not believed to be crossing the river.
And the White House weighing in on the plane crash involving Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin.
We are increasingly confident that Prigozhin died in the plane crash.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre this morning, a Russian official said the mercenary chief was confirmed dead yesterday after molecular genetic examinations. Also, former President Trump's federal election interference case is scheduled to start in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries, actually the day before Super Tuesday. The Obama-appointed judge scheduled the trial to start March 4th of next year. Coincidence? Let you be the judge. 5:30 now, Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. University of North Carolina officials have finally given an all-clear on campus after an active shooter situation earlier today. UNC Chancellor Kevin Gustowicz says there was a casualty.
I'm grieved to report that one of our faculty members was killed in this shooting.
He does say a suspect is in custody. We are watching for updates. In Florida, they are evacuating in low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Idalia will hit the state as a major hurricane by Wednesday. Fox Weather's Michael Estime.
The track and trajectory is going to take this over toward Cancun, Mexico. It moves into the warm ocean waters, strengthens into a possible Category 3, if not major Category 4 storm before making landfall.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 46 counties, the state mobilizing the National Guard. America's listening to Fox News.
Right?
Definitely nugs.
Spicy
and
chicken
a frosty.
Sandwich.
Dave single, and a frosty,
frosty
for me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us the rundown of what's going on in the world of sports. And then we'll get some health, business, and science notes. Did just get a text into our text line that a stalled vehicle is at the intersection of Burgess and Old Palafox. So just keep that in mind if you are going through that intersection. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it. That's typically already a busy intersection. So just keep that in mind. Just seeing typical slowdowns there. We still have slow moving traffic northbound on Davis Highway. That's going to be at the interstate. So Davis northbound, we had an accident a little while ago just past the interstate overpass. That's still showing some slight delays and backing up to about Creighton Road northbound. We're looking good throughout Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garson Point Bridge, not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, always call into the traffic line 850-262-6111 with those details. For weather, we still have a heat advisory in place until 8 p.m. this evening. Coming up tonight, 60% chance of rain with a low of 77. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some rain making its way throughout Mobile, as well as Daphne, Loxley, Robertsdale, all seeing some light rain currently. So we will be seeing that in the rest of our area throughout the evening. And if you see something, just give a call to the traffic line. Few clouds right now throughout Pensacola and Milton, 90 in Pensacola and Milton and 89 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a quick look at what's happening in the world of sports today. It is opening day of the U.S. Open out in New York, and a busy day today as half the first-round matches going on today, the other half tomorrow. Already some upsets on the men's side. Fourth-seeded Holger Rune lost. Meanwhile, 10th-seeded American Francis Tiafoe won his first match. Sloane Stephens lost on the women's side. Primetime tonight on ESPN, Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff will be featured tonight. Also, Major League Baseball, the Braves out west taking on the Rockies, 7:40 first pitch time. The Rays and Marlins are off. Also on TV, you've got the Royals and the Pirates on Fox Sports 1, 7:10 first pitch there. Also, some series of notes. The Yankees, Tigers starting in Detroit. Nationals and the Blue Jays, Astros and the Red Sox also in action. That one from Fenway. So that's what's happening in the world of sports today. Simone Biles yesterday broke the record for the most titles won by an American gymnast. Her victory yesterday at the U.S. Gymnastics Championship in San Jose broke a tie with Alfred Joachim, who competed 8 decades ago. 539 now, News Radio 92.3. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Employees at the Chicago Starbucks Reserve Roastery are rejecting union membership. The decision is a major setback for Workers United, which has been working to sign up Starbucks workers across the country. The five-star roastery on Michigan Avenue is the largest Starbucks in the world.
Also, the recent Canadian wildfire smoke is to blame for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the ER. The CDC says that researchers found that ER visits were up 17% higher than usual in areas where the wildfire smoke covered the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August of this year. On June 7th alone, New York State said that there was an 82% jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room.
Also, many more workers across industries are demanding improvements in compensation and working conditions, and that's led to a record number of strikes this year. More than 320,000 workers have participated in at least 230 strikes so far this year. UPS workers and airline pilots have won rich labor deals. Hollywood writers and actors are, and auto workers could be next up. Gallup says 71% of Americans approved of labor unions last year, the highest since 1965.
Also, the Department of Transportation is hitting American Airlines with the largest ever fine for keeping passengers waiting on the tarmac. The airline was fined $4 million for long delays involving 43 different flights affecting more than 5,800 passengers between 2018 and 2021.
Tributes continuing to pour in for Bob Barker, the legendary host of The Price is Right. Served in that role from 1975 to 2007. Died at the age of 99. The joke going around social media was that Barker came as close as he could to 100 without going over. He died of natural causes at the age of 99.
Elton John was hospitalized this weekend after suffering a slip while at home on Sunday night. The 76-year-old was taken to Princess Grace Hospital and kept overnight for observation. A representative for Elton John said in a statement that Elton John is home and in good health.
So there was on the campus of West Point a small lead box that everybody thought was a time capsule. It was accidentally discovered last May inside of a monument. There was a lot of speculation that this could have been a pretty awesome find, maybe some class rosters, uniform buttons, musket balls inside. So at West Point today, there was a big 45-minute live stream ceremony. They had a lot of dignitaries, military leaders, historians, all these people talking about this thing, and then they opened it.
We don't want to think that they went to all the trouble to put this box in the monument and not put anything in it. So what we're going to do is we're going to collect all the silt at a later point. We'll screen it through a fine mesh screen to see if we can find any remains in it and determine what, if anything, was in here.
So, yeah, just silt is what this uncovered. So kind of a big dud today at West Point.
Yeah. Do you think maybe, like, even if nothing comes from, like, the remains, maybe they'll just say it just so it wasn't a whole bunch of nothing? Or one cares now?
Yeah, I kind of think it was. Yeah, we're kind of like, all right, you had us for 45 minutes and then you know, it was just a box of soot inside. And so, yeah, I'm over it now. Don't care.
Yeah. Fast rising country star Zach Bryan heading on tour next year. The Quitting Time Tour is going to hit stadiums and arenas starting on March 6th in Chicago. The U.S. Navy veteran was released his latest self-titled album last Friday, and he's going to wrap up his 2023 tour this week.
You may remember the name Joe the Plumber. He was an Ohio man who back in 2008 rose to fame during the presidential campaign when he challenged then-candidate Barack Obama on his proposed tax plan. So after that, he started being referenced as Joe the Plumber by Republican John McCain, who was going against Obama in 2008, and his popularity took off then. He died over the weekend, unfortunately, at the age of 49 due to pancreatic cancer. 5:43 here, just before another look at the roads and weather. Looking at some wacky and weird headlines today. Cops in San Diego say they've arrested the guy who went viral a few weeks ago while trying to steal a bike out of a garage. They haven't released his name, only saying he's 42 years old. So a few weeks ago, we talked about this. The man walked into the garage, grabbed a $1,300 e-bike, and then started to walk out. And as he was leaving, a golden retriever walked up to say hello. So the thief stopped for about a minute to talk to the dog, gave him kisses, saying about how nice he was. And then he left with the bike anyway. So good news, he's in custody.
Also coming out of Vermont, a wacky story, and I'm glad I'll never have to, or I hope I'll never have to do this in a traffic report that a hot air balloon made an emergency landing on an interstate. Well, that did happen in Vermont last week. The air balloon stalled in flight, and then they had to make an emergency landing on Interstate 91. The pilot did a good job landing the balloon safely in the median, though. That's according to local authorities.
Also, a Michigan man is facing a ban from Yellowstone National Park after wandering into the hydrothermal area of the park and suffering burns while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Jason Wicks pleaded not guilty, and until the charges are resolved, Wicks is banned from Yellowstone and the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming.
Well, there's also this new cool app. I don't know if you'll be able to be a part of it because, there's some very, not strange, but maybe hard to
reach. I would say very harsh, strict financial regulations.
Yeah, well, our new concierge app, it's called Myra. You don't have to bother going to the Apple store, rushing there to go get it because it's only for extremely wealthy. The app is invite only. You have to have a network of $30 million to join, and the annual membership fee is $30,000. Once you're a member, you can text them to get pretty much anything. So last-minute tickets, elaborate trips. Less than 100 members are on the app right now, and the average network of the members that are part of it right now are 600 million.
Yeah, I read a little bit more about this. So this is operated by one guy. And apparently he has kind of built up this clientele because he is a guy that just knows everybody and can put together these things on a moment's notice. I said that one of the things that he did was he had the super rich clientele. They wanted seats at the Oscars and he got them like right next to Jeff Bezos, in like the ninth row. So this is the type of things that we're talking about. We're not talking about, hey, can you get me tickets to Taylor Swift? This is like, hey, what do you think about me going to dinner with Taylor Swift? He's like, I got you. So he's charging people $30,000 a year to be able to have this network and just getting people into these lush vacations, destinations, sideline passes to the Super Bowl. This is the kind of stuff that we're talking about here. So pretty interesting there. But yeah, I'm never going to be a part of that. Up until today, I would have said that maybe like Augusta National or Wimbledon was like the most exclusive club in the world. But now this probably is right here. So that's a look at what's happening in weird and wacky headlines today. Quick look at the movies. The movie weekend kind of marred by apparently a lot of just nonsense happening, including here in Pensacola. If you haven't heard so far today, so over the weekend, yesterday actually, it was like $4 movies. We talked about this on, I think, Thursday or Friday. And here in Pensacola at the AMC Bayou and W Street locations, both theaters having to close early because of just hundreds of young people just getting into fights and causing all sorts of issues. Three juveniles were arrested on Sunday at the Bayou location. No arrest over at W Street. But looking at what actually happened at the theater, Gran Turismo took a modest victory lap after just barely beating out Barbie. So they made about $17.3 million. Barbie in its sixth week, earned $17.1 million, so close rates there. We talked about this last week as well. Barbie is going to get a one-week release in IMAX theaters. I think that's the week of, I want to say September 25th, I think, is when they're doing that. Or maybe it's like the 22nd through the 29th or something. But I know it's late September, but Barbie getting a week in IMAX. So still money to be made. That's at least what Barbie folks say. So it's getting another release in IMAX next month. 5:49, we'll take a break. Coming back next, we've got good news to finish up hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Jay Williams Band, a high-energy rock and roll country funk party band. It's Bands on the Beach with the Jay Williams Band this Tuesday night at 7.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620. So we all wonder, where is Jim Cantore going to end up? We know he's in Florida, not exactly sure where, but as I was scouring Twitter and his account trying to find out, he actually posted this, I would say, unfun fact. So we've talked about, you know, was it 3 weeks ago where we were talking about the above average forecast, above normal forecast that both NOAA and Colorado State put out, and you know, they were talking about, hey, the El Nino effect's not going to be that big. The warm water is, you know, it's super hot in the Gulf. It's super hot in the Atlantic Basin. So for the first time since 2017, we could have two major hurricanes at the same time. Now, the good news is Franklin is not going to really impact anything because it's just kind of out there. It's going to miss Bermuda. Of course, you've got a ton of rough seas out there, but no major landfall. But the last time that happened was Irma and Jose. So it's been 5 years since we've had two major hurricanes, or will likely have two major hurricanes at the same time. So definitely active in the tropics right now. By the way, I was wondering about this earlier. I was like, what in the world? Because I didn't know that there was hurricane or tropical storm Gert.
Yeah.
I heard about Franklin, but I was like, wait, did we just skip from G right to I F right to I? But yeah, so apparently Gert was extremely short-lived because I do not remember anything about Gert. But
all I can remember is that we said it sounded like the Friends.
Yeah, right. Girl, the Friends girl. It was the Friends girl's name that you know, was the heavy set girl that Ross was, you know, impressing Mona at Chandler and Monica's wedding.
Yeah.
And then the big redhead girl comes up and her name was Gert. So that's the only reference that I have to Gert. So I'd love to know who came up with that name and what the reasoning was behind it. But anyway, 554 here, News Radio 92.3. Of course, no real strong impacts expected here in our local area. Rough seas, high surf, that sort of thing. So the surfers are going to be happy. But we're still staying on top of things, of course, keeping you up to date on everything that's going on with, at the moment, Tropical Storm Idalia, likely to be a hurricane, though, by the end of the day today. 555, let's get a check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns throughout our area. We're also looking good now on Davis Highway. Those slowdowns have cleared up, so we're not seeing any major delays northbound on Davis. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, nothing to slow you down. If you do see something, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Coming up for weather tomorrow, expect some rain, up to 80% chance of rain in the afternoon. And tonight we do have 60% chance of rain with a low of 77. We still have a heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we have some light rain throughout Baldwin County. So we're seeing some rain right around I-10, Robertsdale, Summerdale, Loxley, also making its way into the Florida Alabama state line, just north, kind of near McDavid and Century, about to get some rain in just a bit here. If you see anything else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line. And also, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by it's brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. So Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, don't get caught off the grid if a hurricane hits. So Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, serving Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, finishing the hour with some good news. So starting at the Kentucky State Fair, where this past weekend, an 18-pound ham sold for a record $10 million.
Oh, my goodness.
It's part of their annual fundraiser auction, and all the money goes to charity. A big chunk of the funds raised are going to build 57 new homes for flood victims in the state.
Also, some good news coming out of Seattle. A 5-year-old kid in Seattle opened up a lemonade stand where he made over $16,000. The reason why he opened up this lemonade stand, though, is the reason why it's so great.
We were in Hawaii last week on the Big Island,
yeah.
And we heard about the fires in Maui. And then on a family walk on Thursday night, he was like, Mom, maybe we can do one of those stands. It took me a minute, and he was like, a lemonade stand, you know, and I could sell food and popsicles.
We're selling popsicles and some toys, sparkling water, suckers.
We were shocked at how generous everybody was. With our matching donations, it becomes $16,500.
So that cute little kid's voice in that video is Edison Jewell. He came up with the idea, and all the money is going to Maui Strong Fund.
That's very cool there. Kudos to him. Finally, a 9-year-old girl from Texas accidentally left her favorite doll on a plane in Tokyo. Oh, no. But An American Airlines pilot named James Danon went out of his way to bring it back. He lives a few miles from her, flies to Tokyo a lot, so he picked her doll up this month, flew it 5,880 miles back home.
Wow.
I mean, that's a cool story. I would have liked it a little bit more if he, like, if by going out of his way, he said, hey, look, I will fly to Tokyo to bring you this doll back. But, you know, it's part of his regular flights, it sounds like, so he does this a lot. So, you know, still, cool story. I'm sure that the girl was absolutely thrilled when the pilot showed up at her home and saying, hey, I have your doll here. So that's a pretty cool story there. But, Gracie, so we have coming up here the Channel 3 News. I'm sure Alan will have the latest on Hurricane Idalia. So you are a Florida resident, Florida native. I am not. So really quickly here, what is your most vivid hurricane memory of your life? Do you have one?
Probably Charlie, because we had a tree go through the window. And then I remember our entire driveway was just like a jungle, and we wanted to like climb on the trees. And I remember our parents were like, you don't get out of the house. Don't.
Okay.
So I was, I don't even know how old I was, like six or seven, but I was like in the bathtub. So.
All right. Well, mine, I've only gone through one. It was Sally, but I was here. Passed out on the couch. I wake up and it's about 5 a.m. and it's just howling outside.
Yeah.
So that's my lone experience so far. I don't care to have another one,
nope.
But I'm sure if I'm here long enough, I probably will. We'll see you in 12 minutes. Fox News update coming up.